And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. And you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know how glad I am. How glad I am.
Okay, we're coming up on the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to Vinyl Times. I'm Oneana Stan. Just heard from Nancy Wilson. You don't know how glad I am. She actually received a Grammy Award for that in the early 1960s, the best R&B song. Part of that, we heard from Sweet Honey and the Rock, gospel band out of Washington, D.C., and before that, heard from Procol Harum. That's our band from over the pond tonight. Procol Harum, 1970. This is their album called Home. It's featuring...
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh, wait. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hey, everybody, keep it locked here, WONY. This is Vinyl Time. We have another hour of records from my collection. I'm Oneonta Stan. Tonight we have the first down by Paul Butterfield Blues Band. This is the first mixed group of black musicians and white musicians south side of Chicago around 1967. We heard the title cut, Born in Chicago, featuring Paul Butterfield, and we had Mike Bloomfield, great blues guitarist. Elvin Bishop, who's still playing. We had Jerome Arnold on bass, Sam Lay, and Mark Daftelin. We're going to be hearing more from them. Before that, we heard from Nancy Wilson, and Nancy Wilson won a Grammy Award. You don't know how glad I am. Before that, we played a tune off of that album called West Coast Blues. That was a jazz number written by the great guitarist Wes Montgomery. And we also have the Procol Harum album. And this album's put out in 1970. It's Home. We heard Whiskey Train and Still There Be More. Gary Brooker wrote the melodies on almost all these songs on this album. He was the major songwriter. piano player, a man named Keith Reed, wrote all the lyrics. And we had Robin Trower as our guitarist, superstar, Chris Copping bass, and I think B.J. Wilson is the drummer here. That's from Over the Pond. Now, we also heard from Sweet Honey and the Rock. It's a gospel band singing about civil rights, spirituals, forming in 1973. They had many personnel changes. This is a 1983 album. We have Little Feat's second album called Sailin' Shoes. We heard Willin', written by the great Lowell George, and Apolitical Blues. I believe he wrote both of them. This is their second album. We're going to hear some more from them. And we have Lee Morgan's Search for a New Land. This is a Blue Note release from Lee Morgan, our jazz trumpet player out of Philadelphia. Unfortunately, he passed too soon from being shot outside a club called Bullets in Philadelphia. He has a great lineup here. He's written all the songs on this album. And we're going to hear from him in a second. We're going to hear Morgan the Pirates. That's referring to Lee Morgan, I guess. Finally, we have Stevie Wonder's Greatest Hits. Now, this is the first Greatest Hits by Stevie Wonder. Now, this album was made when he was 17. And we heard Fingertips Part 2. That's a song Little Stevie Wonder got him on the radar when he was 12 years old. And we heard his rendition of Blowin' in the Wind, which I think is fabulous, tune written by Bob Dylan. And here we go. Let's put on some tunes. Thank you.
Somewhere there's a child crying. Just on Just don't work on me. Did you hear what happened to Jenny Dro? Couldn't believe it, but it's true. 26, and now she's dead. I wish that I could have died instead. Did you hear what happened to Jenny Dro? Did you see how thin and pale she grew? So much suffering could not hide, endless heartache till she
stay. Sailing shoes. lights and quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute, oh, until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you. Eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you.
Show.
Well, thanks for joining in. I'm Oneonta Stan, and you've been listening to Vinyl Times. Keep it locked. It's WONYFM 90.9, SUNY Oneonta. And we have a vinyl marathon coming starting Friday sometime, the 17th. And then Saturday morning, I'll be here bright and early. I'll be spinning some more records from my collection from 8 to 10. Now, tonight we heard Stevie Wonder's greatest hits. Now, this was a compilation when he was 17 years old. He already had a greatest hits album. And so we're starting at the beginning. This is one of the early albums that I got. I was probably 14 or 15 when I picked up Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder's truly a genius. We just heard I Was Made to Love Her. And if you think about the greatest harmonica players that have been around, Stevie is right up there at the top. And we also heard from Paul Butterfield Blues Band. That was his first album. It was also the first blues album I bought at Mads Records in Ardmore, 1973, when I was a sophomore at Villanova University. That's an Elektra recording. And it says on the album, "We suggest that you play this record at the highest possible volume in order to fully appreciate the sound of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band." Now, we heard Mellow Down Easy, a Willie Dixon tune, and then we heard, what song did we hear? I Got My Mojo Working. That was a McKinley Morganfield song. Now, that was Muddy Waters, McKinley Morganfield. We had the drummer, Sam Lay, was doing the vocals on that, and then Paul Butterfield was shredding on the harmonica. And that album featured Mike Bloomfield, who's kind of a genius, also a guitar player, blues guitar that's kind of underappreciated, I think, but people in the know about him. And our album tonight from across the pond was the 1970 Procol Harum album called Home. And we heard Whiskey Train, written by Robin Trower. And then we heard two songs written by Gary Brooker, and the words were by Keith Reed. And we heard Still There Be More and Nothing That I Didn't Know. And I think the acoustic guitar must have been Robin Trower also on that last song. And then we heard from Nancy Wilson, who sang standards and jazz and pop. And we heard Don't Rain on My Parade. That was a song from the show Funny Girl. And then we also heard Quiet Nights, written by Antonio Carlos Jobim, and Portuguese name for that is Corcovado. And we heard from Little Feet, their second album. That last song was Sailing Shoes, and that was the title of their second album. You should check out their album covers by Neon Parks. They're very cool. So, and we also heard Willin, Apolitical Blues, and we heard Tripe Face Boogie. Tripe Face Boogie was written by their piano player, Bill Payne. All the other numbers were written by their fabulous Lowell George, who died too soon. Wonderful slide guitar player, wrote tons of songs. And we're preceding this with Really When Little Feet Rose to Stardom. And we're going to come back at some point. We'll be playing tunes from their Dixie Chicken album and then Feet Don't Fail Me Now. And then we heard from a gospel group singing songs of civil rights, spirituals, gospel, songs about the downtrodden. And it's a 1983 recording, We All, Every One of Us. It was an a cappella band that started, a group that started in 1973 in the Washington, D.C. area. They had many variations of different singers. One of the best known ones is Bernice Johnson Regan. Also on this album was Yasmin Betty Williams, Aisha Cahill, Yosea Maria Barnwell, and Evelyn Maria Harris. Finally, we heard from Lee Morgan. Now, Lee Morgan was a fabulous trumpet player out of Philadelphia. He died too young. We just heard that last cut from his album. He wrote all the songs on this album, was Mr. Kenyatta, and that was in reference to Mr. Jomo Kenyatta, who was the first president of Kenya. And this was a fabulous album. This was the first jazz album I bought. This was about 1979. I bought this at a place called Third Street Jazz in Philadelphia, Third and Arch Street. And what a great lineup. Lee Morgan, trumpet. Wayne Shorter, tenor sax. Grant Green. And here we go. I'm going to sign out. Thanks for listening.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight